NPR's business news starts with an American energy boom. Yesterday, White House spokesman Jay Carney made this announcement.
In October, for the first time in nearly two decades, domestic oil production, which is at a 24-year high, surpassed foreign oil imports.
As NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, the U.S. is still a long way from energy independence, but the trend is decidedly positive.
The latest milestone shows up in the October numbers released by the Energy Department. Domestic crude production topped net imports by 170,000 barrels a day.
It's a milestone because nobody ever thought this was going to happen. All the rest of the world looking in didn't expect us to be producing more and consuming less.
That's Philip Verleger, an independent energy economist. Consumption has fallen as the recession and high prices at the pump prompted Americans to change their driving habits. They're driving less and in more fuel-efficient cars. At the same time, the production of oil, especially from shale, has been rising. And, says Verleger,
technology is going to improve for the oil extraction, so oil production is going to keep rising.
What will it mean at the gas pump? Analyst Tom Kloza of the Oil Price Information Service predicts gas prices are headed down just a bit. Right now, the average price is about $3.19 a gallon.
I think between now and, let's say, Martin Luther King weekend, we'll probably bottom out somewhere between $3.05 and $3.15.
Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.